Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time, only at Whole Foods Market.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make, and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business, ready to help you, and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
If you're like many people, you may be surprised to learn that 1 in 5 adults in this country experienced mental illness last year. Yet, far too many fail to receive the support they need. Carilion Behavioral Health is doing something about it. They understand that behavioral health is a key part of whole health, delivering compassionate care that treats physical, mental, emotional, and social needs in tandem. Carilion Behavioral Health, raising the quality of life through empathy and action.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Meat Friday. The Traegers are fired up. Chad from Traeger is here whipping up a batch. He has got some ribs in there. I don't know what else he's got. I just know he's busy. And then he said, you guys want to have some drinks after the show? I said, sure. He said, all right, I'll make some old fashions on the Traeger. I don't know how you do that, but we got old fashions. Coming up after the show. Also coming up on the show, Fritzy booked John Hall or John Oates of Hall & Oates, one of the most successful duos in recording history. And I don't know if John Oates knows this, but I was going to offer the opportunity for him to sing with Todd Fritz. No, not the other way around. For him to sing with you, Fritzy.
I hope that he would be honored for that to have that opportunity.
And John Oates, big college football fan. I saw a picture with him and Coach Saban together at Alabama, but I met John for breakfast. We didn't plan on meeting for breakfast when I was in Paris a couple of years ago, and came down to the hotel cafeteria or restaurant, whatever it was, and there he was. Walked over to him, introduced myself, and he said, "Hey, sit down, talk some football." Sure, that's what you expect to do when you're in Paris. You sit down and talk college football with John Oates of Hall & Oates. Yes, Todd.
Is it true he went to the chef and said, please make my steak?
No.
He definitely didn't.
We're not doing that. Not doing that. Yes, Paul.
He liked it. It's actually pretty good.
He goes, no, we're not doing that. No, we're not doing that.
Okay, you're a famous guy, but when you see someone like John Oates, a musician, you have no idea if he likes sports, and you do the walk-up, what level of concern that he has no idea who you are or totally knows who you are? Because with you, it's one of the two.
I didn't care if he didn't know. I was still going to say, "Hey, I know who you are." And the thing is I had seen Daryl Hall the day before getting into an elevator with security, and I thought, "Oh, so Hall & Oates must be in town." And then when I had breakfast the next morning, and then I see John, and I just thought, "Well, let me go up and say hello to him. Yeah, what's the harm? Be just another fan. Say, you know, enjoy your music and." You guys playing tonight? And they were playing in Paris that night, thinking maybe he would invite my wife and I, which he didn't, but that's okay. You know, I didn't want to see Hall & Oates in Paris. Yes, Todd.
Why would you not want to see Hall & Oates anywhere, especially
joking.
In Paris? I hope so.
I was joking.
So he said, I can't go for that as far as giving free tickets?
No, we're not going to do songs here. We're not doing that right now. Okay?
You didn't just tell him, come on, I'm a family man. Give me a few tickets.
No, we're not doing that. You know how you make Sarah smile? By stop talking. Okay?
All you had to do is tell him that his kiss was on your list. He would have been like front row.
No, his kiss is not on my list.
It's not on your list? No. Why not? A peck on the cheek.
We've got two new sizes of Penny's Bang Biscuits, the bite-sized treats, perfect rewards during training sessions or anytime you want to thank your dog for just being a good dog. Healthy, all-natural ingredients. And 20% of the Bang Biscuit sales will be given back to handpicked partners in the pet industry. Stream the new Peacock original series, Heart to Heart, where Kevin Hart sits down with today's biggest celebrities for unfiltered conversations. New episodes premiering every week. Go to PeacockTV.com for the details. There. What's the poll question for the final hour, McLevin?
Okay, which is a better on-field product, college football or NFL? And I brought up the point, are they so different that it's even worth distinguishing them? That was sort of the Danette argument over here.
I never given this any thought. Yeah, Paul.
Don't you find that college football has a lot more creativity, a lot more big plays, long plays, broken plays, because the level of talent is more disjointed? And the NFL is, every team kind of looks the same.
Well, we saw this last night with C.J. Stroud, the redshirt freshman with Ohio State. He had four touchdowns. The four touchdowns covered 38, 56, 70, and 61 yards, an average of just over 56 yards per touchdown. Since 2015, only four quarterbacks have averaged more than 56 yards per touchdown on four or more touchdown passes in a Power 5 matchup. Virginia's Brennan Armstrong, Alabama's Mac Jones, and Alabama's Tua Tagovailoa are in that club.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Oklahoma quarterback Spencer Rattler may be the Heisman front runner, at least in Vegas, but the preseason favorite, that doesn't mean much. No one thought Alabama's Devontae Smith was going to win it last year. He wasn't even the number one receiver on his own team. Jalen Waddle was. In 2019, LSU's Joe Burrow considered an average quarterback coming into the season. No one saw Kyler Murray in 2018 either. You can go down the list. You don't see that many favorites who actually won. Marcus Mariota was pretty hyped up before he won it in 2014. But guys have come out of nowhere. Johnny Manziel, RG3, Cam Newton. That's why college football is so much fun. Maybe Spencer Rattler's the guy. Maybe being at Oklahoma under Lincoln Riley seems to ensure that. But in this case, you might feel better betting on the field. Tony Romo's in love. The CBS analyst for the NFL on CBS. He had this to say about Zach Wilson.
I think Zach Wilson is going to be in discussion as one of the top 3 to 5 quarterbacks very quickly, you know, within the next couple of years. I think you're going to see him rise. I think he's unbelievable. His ceiling is so high. It's rare for me to say someone has the ability to get in the stratosphere of a Mahomes, but I think this kid actually has that ability.
Wow. Okay. That was a quick leap. I had people, you know, criticizing me. The audacity to say Mac Jones reminds me of a mini Tom Brady. Same characteristics. People are like, oh, how can you say he's going to be Tom Brady? I'm not saying. I'm saying he looks like he's playing the part. When he joined us last year, he talked about looking up to Tom Brady and wanting to, you know, be like Tom Brady. This is different. This is Tony Romo saying he's going to be Mahomesian. There's no wiggle room there. But if you're looking at the young quarterbacks, is Zach Wilson going to be better than Trevor Lawrence? Is he going to be better than Mac Jones? Is he going to be better than Justin Herbert, Josh Allen? Like, when you say he's going to be a top 5 quarterback quickly, okay, he's got to leapfrog some guys. We still don't know about Joe Burrow, but these are just the young quarterbacks. And he's on a team that's not going to be successful. Not soon. And that's where you see Mac Jones will be successful. Joe Burrow's not going to be successful as far as his team. Josh Allen's already successful. Having that team, Justin Fields might have a better chance at being successful before, you know, Zach Wilson does. Yeah, McLeod.
Yeah, Mac Jones jumped to the front of the Vegas odds for Rookie of the Year. Yeah. Because he's on a much better team.
Yes. when you don't have to worry about the ancillary things. Okay, I got running backs. First of all, I got the greatest football coach of all time. I got a really, really talented offensive coordinator. You start there. Now I got a really good offensive line, running game, and I got some weapons. I have some safety valves with my tight ends. Not many rookie quarterbacks have that. I mean, Trevor Lawrence doesn't have anything close to that. And Zach Wilson doesn't have anything close to that. It'll be hard for them to be successful. Joe Burrow doesn't have that. That's why when Trey Lance will have that. Trey Lance will have a talented coach, offensive-minded, and skill position players. And whenever he gets that chance, he's going to have a chance to be more successful than Trevor Lawrence or Zach Wilson, in my mind. Tua Tagovailoa met with the media, and he talked about, well, here's how the conversation started.
You're a focused quarterback, and Flo's message has been to block everything out. But how do you compartmentalize everything that flows with Deshaun and everything that's mentioned?
Yeah, you know what's funny is I heard Jank just say he doesn't have cable. I'm one of those guys that don't have cable, too. So I'm not able to turn on my TV and watch what's going on to see the news and whatnot. Now, obviously, I know social media is a big deal, but really, I only hear from or hear about those things either from my agents or if it comes from Ann Nolan or if coach wants to sit down and talk to me about things like that. So that's kind of how I find out, you know, a lot of the talk that's going on.
Do you believe that Tua does not have cable? Does he have, did he cut his cable cord? Does he have something else in there? Is it a technicality here? Is he a cord cutter? Yes, McLovin.
Well, he definitely doesn't have traditional cable like we grew up with.
Yeah, but, you know, my son doesn't either.
Right, exactly. Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, Paulie.
But he almost made it sound like, you know, on the old social media, he's like a 68-year-old dude. He's like, I think he's 24. I'm sure he's on social media quite a bit and has to. How do you ignore stuff that's said about you when it comes through your feed?
I don't know.
He probably follows Miami writers and reporters, or maybe not.
I go back to Bill Belichick, who said, I don't Twitter. I don't my face. I don't yearbook. No, and I don't think anybody else does, Coach. Just letting you know. Jeff in Detroit leads us off. Final hour. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
What up, though? One time for Chat Row, two times for the Backroom Bros. Sending some love for my man, Tyler. You know, they forget about you when Big Chad is in the house, you know, grilling up some stuff. But, yeah, man, I'm going to tell you like this. I love Chad. I wish we could just be best friends. I'd just come over his house and meet all day long, man. That would be wonderful. Listen, Dan, I have a Christmas list. And the only thing that I want for Christmas this year is to beat Ohio State. All the jokes that I do, all the junk that I talk to Ohio State, Michigan is the number one exporter of Ohio State toilet paper. You know, all of that junk. Man, I just want to beat Ohio State. And last but not least, there's nothing funnier than when the snark master general is at 100%. Paulie, you're on fire today. You guys have a good weekend.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I didn't know you're on fire today, Paulie.
I actually disagree. I think I've had an average show.
Yeah, I agree. Probably average. But that still average is higher than any other person in your position.
Snark-wise.
Yes.
Because normally Paul's a real man-eater.
Oh, no.
There you go. Get in there.
You don't want to go one-on-one with Paul.
You know, those guys got a lot of recognizable songs.
I'm looking at the numbers here for Hall & Oates.
Yeah. Career salary game?
They have 21 albums. They've sold over 80 million albums. They have 10 number one records, over 20 top 40 hits.
Say it isn't so, Dan.
Nice.
How did you not know that? Are you out of touch or something?
Okay, this is what happens when I let Fritzy book. That's
exactly what happens.
Let Todd book.
When the morning comes, it'll be all be over, Dan. When the morning comes.
No, I don't even know that song.
I'm just reading them off a list.
Yeah,
now.
I know.
That was so close.
Is that another song?
Yeah, it's so far away. You know so close.
No, I don't.
How could you not know so close?
I know Sarah Smile and You're a Rich Girl.
Sarah Smile is a great song.
In fact, Daryl Hall said it's a perfect song. That he could, they couldn't do it any better. I think that's the one song he said that he could never do over, do anything to it. It's a perfect song. And Sarah Smile. Yeah, Paul.
First time I ever kissed a girl, roller rink, Glenwood, Illinois. Kiss on My List was playing in the background. I swear, that's how memorable it was.
Yeah.
So that's a good sign.
It was memorable to a 24-year-old.
Yeah.
Roller skate.
I was 16. 16 had a members only jacket on.
Where, how? You were 24 at the time?
Yeah, you know. Times are tough. I wasn't a stud.
The bomber jacket and the puka shells.
Guest rolling the roller rink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hair parted down the middle.
I like it. I like it. You meant business.
Who needs beer?
Yeah. Nate in Oklahoma. Hi, Nate. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How's it going, man?
Good, Nate.
Andrew Siciliano tweeted out yesterday that Ron Rivera said that there should be asterisks for any records that are broken this season. I kind of want to get your thoughts on that. And also, what record do you think, a single-season record, is basically untouchable? For me, it's a single-season interception record. Only one person since 1981 has gotten more than 10 in the league, just because I think it's so easy to avoid certain people. But I want to get your thoughts. Thanks, guys.
Oh, I don't think that's unbreakable, getting more than 10 interceptions in a season. Yeah, McLovin.
Is the asterisk because there's an extra game?
Yeah.
So you're going to asterisk every season from here on out?
Apparently. But here's the thing. What record that could be broken do we really care about? Touchdown passes in a season? Like, are we going to be upset if somebody throws more than 55 touchdown passes? I don't think so. Rushing for 2,000 yards or breaking Eric Dickerson's all-time record? I don't think anybody... Like, what record in football do we care about? You know, single season receptions? Do we care about a 2,000 yard receiving? I don't think we care about anything. Sacks? I think we cared when Strahan got the faux sack against Brett Favre, but I don't think anybody's going, if somebody gets 25 sacks in a season, then we're going to go, well, it's an extra game. I don't know. It's like baseball. What records do we care that could be broken? If somebody bats 400, all right, then I'd be curious about that. But we haven't added extra games. In fact, we've diminished the philosophy of trying to put the bat on the ball in baseball. Like, nobody's going to come close to batting, you know, that high. Yeah, Pauline.
It's like the record for most rushing yards in a season by a running back. If you were true about it, you would say O.J. Simpson, because he in 14 games. Here in 73, he ran for 143 yards per game. That's the best ever.
Yeah.
Now, if he would have played 16 games, he'd be at 2,350 yards. He would be the record holder. But nobody gives OJ credit as the single-season rushing record guy. And he is.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any... Is there a record that we don't see broken? Yeah, McLovin.
I like that sacks one. If Aaron Donald did it, that would be noteworthy. Like, it has to be...
Yeah, but nobody's going to be upset if Aaron Donald sets the single-season record for sacks.
Right, I think that would be noteworthy. That'd be cool. That'd be a cool storyline to watch.
But there's not another stat where you go, boy, that'll never be broken.
Isn't it like steroids in baseball, though? The passing numbers got so ridiculous that the passing records are irrelevant.
All right, let me take a break, because this could be one of the great moments in Todd Fritz's history here. We do know how much he loves Hall & Oates.
And you make everyone's dreams come true.
No. We're not.
I'm just
not
saying
doing
you do,
that.
Though.
Do you think that? Do you think people do that to John Oates?
They might.
Like, they walk up to him and they say, "Hi, I'm Sarah. Make me smile."
I would hope that they don't.
Hey,
do that,
I'm a rich
he doesn't
girl.
Deserve that type of treatment. I think he'd rather be used left to be.
Yes. Yeah, he says back, "I can't go for that."
No, can't do.
No.
Okay. Does John Oates know that you want to sing with him?
I'm not sure if he's aware of that, but I know that I am extremely excited that he is an upcoming guest on the show.
All right, let me take a break, because we'll talk to John Oates. See, I want to talk to him about visiting Nick Saban, you know, big SEC fan. And, of course, our intimate breakfast that we had in Paris a couple of years ago. 18 after the hour. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Summer is coming to an end. It's an important time for everybody to get a lot of sleep. Even more important for the kids going back to school. And here's some tips for you parents. Keep the room cool, somewhere between 65, 68 degrees. Maybe use a fan or a white noise machine. Or maybe call up and have Todd sing your kids a bedtime a little lullaby.
Or maybe not.
A little Hall & Oates there. If you don't have Todd's number, then this is what I would suggest. turn to Sleep Number. Great time to discover the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Now, during the biggest sale of the year, all beds on sale. Save 50% on the new limited edition smart bed plus special financing for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. The biggest sale of the year, 50% you can save on the new limited edition smart bed plus special financing. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments are required. See sleepnumber.com for details. Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/Patrick and tell them we sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good to your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
It's a Meat Friday. That's probably why the fire alarm is going off in here. We have the stove on. Chad's out there cooking. So I think the big German jumped up and turned off the fire alarm there. Traeger Wood Pellet Grill offering real wood-fired flavors. Set it and forget it. Convenience. Traeger offers a perfect way to cook all season long. Grab one at your local dealer. Visit TraegerGrills.com/DP Show to learn more. Let me give the official introduction to John Oates, rock and roll, R&B, soul guitar, singer, songwriter, record producer, rock and roll Hall of Famer, and of course, one half of Hall & Oates. I mentioned that Hall & Oates have made 21 albums. They've sold over 80 million albums and making them the most successful duo in rock history. 10 number one records, over 20 top 40 hits, and John Oates joining us on the program. John, thanks for joining us. Let me apologize before we start this for whatever is going to happen after this, but it's great to have you on. Great to see you again.
That's great to see you too, Dan. Thanks, man. I just finished the tour, so it's great to be here in our cabin in Colorado, and I'm going to get a little bit of R&R before we resume. But anyway, it's great to talk to you.
And whenever I go to Paris and I'm having breakfast, I have breakfast with John.
Yes. Of course.
I knew you, but I didn't know if you knew me. That's when I thought, well, I'm just going to walk over and say hello. Well, you can be honest.
I took the croissant out of my mouth and no, of course I know you. You know, I'm a sports fan. I follow you and watch your show. And it was great. I mean, it's always great to see a fellow Yank in when you're in a foreign country. And, you know, it reminds me of the good old days, man, when we just traveled around and enjoyed being in Europe. So things have changed. But, yeah, that was a good time.
All right. Your favorite band or artist that you performed with over the years is who?
Wow. That's a heck of a question. You know, we performed, I don't even know where to begin. We performed, you know, we opened for Stevie Wonder. We opened for David Bowie on his first American tour, Blood, Sweat and Tears. We played with, we've done shows with the Eagles and the list goes on. I mean, we've been doing this for almost 50 years. So,
but Bowie, I don't even know where to begin. Bowie wasn't Ziggy Stardust.
Yes, it was his first. It was the first show on the Ziggy Stardust tour. And we opened for him in Memphis, Tennessee. Absolutely.
What did you think when you saw Bowie?
I was shocked because I had been a fan of him for his first album, Hunky Dory, which was kind of an experimental singer-songwriter acoustic kind of record. And I had no idea what he was going to do. And when he came out in the sequin, you know, suit with the red hair and the whole bit, I was like, okay, so you can actually do that in your career? It was eye-opening, honestly.
But then you're with Stevie Wonder.
The list goes on and on. You know, we did Live Aid in Philly with Mick Jagger and Tina Turner, and we played the Apollo Theater with Eddie Kendrick and David Ruffin from The Temptations. I mean, I really, you know, we've just been blessed and fortunate to be part of a great era in rock music history. And, you know, I feel like we got a chance to pick the cherries from the top of the tree, you know.
But would you rather talk music or would you rather talk sports?
I'll talk sports. We're on a sports show, man. I love sports. I'm an amateur athlete, I guess you could say, over the years when I was in school, and always loved football, but I was always too small to play. And I was in junior high. I wasn't too small until I kept getting my butt kicked. And then I said, I better concentrate on strumming my guitar.
Okay. You get a chance to meet Nick Saban.
Oh, yes.
What was that like?
We were playing in Tuscaloosa, and the promoter was an Alabama alum. And we had to, it was right. He said to me, he goes, hey, after soundcheck, do you want to go over and see Alabama practice? I said, yes, yes. And I got a bunch of the guys in the band together. We went over there, and it was an amazing experience. I have to say, if you ever have to question about why Alabama is Alabama, just if you had the good fortune to take a tour of their facility and see what happens inside that room, you'll become a believer immediately. And it was really interesting because we actually got to meet Coach Saban, and they told us when we first came in that he very rarely sees anyone during the season. And so we were saying, well, you know, sure, of course, whatever he says. But we went up to his office, and he has a nice woman who kind of handles things for him up there. And I said, any chance I could sit at his desk? And she said, sure. I said, can I wear his hat? And she says, yeah. I said, what about, can I put the rings on? And she said, absolutely, because he had all his rings on the front of the desk. There's a picture of me. I'll send it to you. There's a picture of me sitting at his desk with the hat and going like this. And we got all the rings on. And it was amazing. And then in the next room, he was sitting there doing some paperwork. And he graciously got up and spent a good 5-10 minutes with us. And we talked, but I could tell his mind was somewhere else, even though he was, you know, he was very, very cordial with us, but he was focused, and it was an amazing experience. So I have to say, we saw, you know, Jalen Hurts and Tua were both practicing with two different groups at the same time. It was during that period of time, and it was great. It was amazing.
But when I first met you in Paris, and you said you love the SEC, Like, how did you fall in love with SEC football?
I moved to Nashville. I had no choice. You know, you live in the South. You eat, sleep, and drink SEC, and it's, you know, and quite frankly, you know, it's just an amazingly competitive and very high level of excitement, and the fans. It's a culture. It's a culture in the South. It's more than just a football game.
Have you guys done the anthem at a sporting event?
I've done the anthem a number of times. I did the anthem. In fact, we just played Denver just two nights ago at the former Pepsi Center. And I first time I did the anthem was for a Nuggets game. But the most memorable one was when I did the anthem for the Phillies against the Rays on the famous game that got rained out. The only game, I think, in World Series history that got rained out and winded out. I mean, I remember people, they were hitting fly balls and the ball was landing like 30 feet from the, you know. So I got to sing it there, and I've sung it a number of times.
And then you guys just got off a tour. You were traveling around the world, and then you're coming back stateside, and then you'll start here.
No, just due to COVID, we had, you know, obviously we were off for a year and a half. We just did a 12 cities, and we started August 5th. Quite frankly, I wasn't sure whether we were going to make it to today. If our tour manager called me in the morning and said, "Hey, dude, go home," it wouldn't have surprised me. But the fans turned out. The audience was incredible. We had a very secure COVID safe bubble among our team and our crew. No one got sick. So, you know, I count it as a big win. And we just finished that, and we'll resume on September 18th. We start in Maryland, we go down south, and we end up at the Hollywood Bowl on October 1st.
Who was your favorite band growing up?
Wow. Well, I'm going to show my age, but, you know, I go back to the early days of rock and roll, Chuck Berry and Elvis, Little Richard, and then up through the 60s, the great R&B that came out of Stax Volt, you know, Sam and Dave, Otis Redding, Curtis Mayfield from Chicago, The Temptations, a lot of the great Philly artists as well. So, you know, it's been a mixed bag. I love singer-songwriters, Joni Mitchell. I was a big fan of the band. So I have a really eclectic taste when it comes to music.
But you guys don't refer to yourself as Hall & Oates.
Well,
I mean, isn't it every album, like, it's Daryl Hall and John Oates?
We did that on purpose. I know it seems like a subtle point, but we always wanted to be perceived as two guys who work together. And I know it's a subtle distinction, but it matters to us. And so the world calls us Hall & Oates. It's more convenient, of course. But yeah, we're two individuals. We think differently. We lead different lives. We come together and we have a lot of commonality where our music comes together. But we're perfectly capable of making records and doing things individually.
All right. Fritzy, who booked you, is a huge Hall & Oates fan.
I kind of heard the preamble to this.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You know where I'm going with this, John.
I'm not quite sure, but I think I'm ready.
Okay. Fritzy, what song would you like to sing? I'm going to say to John, not with John, if John decides that he wants to join in. But I'm assuming that's water you're taking a drink out of, John, before you do this, not vodka or anything.
Well, you know, yeah, actually, it is water. Okay. But I have a feeling I'm going to wish it.
All right, Fritzy, what do you want to sing with one of your idols?
I chose Kiss on My List. Private Eyes is probably my favorite, but I went with Kiss on My List for
Okay,
today.
Why don't you sing just a little bit so John at least understands sort of, you know, what your voice range is.
Hopefully he won't kill me too much because, again, since I'm a little kid, I love Hall & Oates. I'm, you know, I don't want to say president of the fan club, but I'm a huge fan.
Just sing.
Okay.
My friends wonder why I call you all the time. What can I say? I don't feel the need to give such secrets away. You think maybe I need help? No, I
don't. That's enough.
Okay.
That's enough.
Right.
I get it. I've heard that song before. No, that's, you know what? That's pretty darn good.
Thanks.
I have to say, I'm going to tell Daryl that you.
Yeah.
You're ready to step in at any moment.
Yeah, I'm sure. Daryl's going to go, huh? Who?
Put me in, coach. Yeah. Put me in, coach. Yeah.
Okay. So That was just a sampling here.
That was very exciting just now. That was you seriously made a dream come true here that I'm talking to John Oates and singing one
now,
of the
see,
songs.
Once again,
I'm being
he
serious.
Made
no,
a but, dream. No, my dream make my dreams come
true. I know I'm to play on words with one of the songs, but I'm genuinely being serious right now that, you know, John Oates on the show and me singing along with him, it's crazy right now.
John, do people come up and use those lines to you, that the song titles? Yes.
Yeah, women will come up and go, "Hey, I'm a man eater," and I go, "Oh, I'm sorry for you. I really feel sorry for you." You know what I've realized while I was listening to you guys prior to coming on, I realized that our song titles could actually be part of a conversation.
Yes.
It's kind of interesting. You guys were like throwing out all these titles and a lot of deep tracks too, which was cool.
Because you got Family Man, I Can't Go For That, Kiss on My List, Man Eater, One on One, Out of Touch, Private Eyes, Rich Girl, Sarah Smile, Say It Ain't So, She's Gone, You Make My Dreams. You've lost that loving feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fritzy, do you have another one that you want to do here with John before I put him, out of his misery and I let him go?
Okay, I chose Lost That Loving Feeling because that's like all John Oates. He gets that rolling, and that's like all about Oates. So I thought that would be a good song.
Is that your song though?
No. That was written by Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, two amazing Brill Building songwriters from way back in New York City. That was originally recorded by the Righteous Brothers, and that song, if you have a minute, I can tell you a very kind of quick, crazy story about that song.
Yes, absolutely.
We had made an album called Voices in the early 80s. And in those days, what we would do is we would have a listening party for our friends, for the record company, radio people. And we'd bring them into the studio and we'd debut the album, and of course, it would always hopefully, a big success. We did that. And, everyone was, the vibe was good. But we felt, Daryl and I both felt, after we listened to it in its entirety, we said, something's missing. We didn't know what it was. So after the listening party, we were in the Village. We were recording at Electric Lady on 8th Street in Greenwich Village. And we went to the pizza place, which was literally a half a block down the street. And we were having some pizza. And on the jukebox came the Righteous Brothers' original version of You Lost That Love and Feeling. And we looked at each other and go, why don't we just cut that? And so the next morning, we went into the studio with the band. We cut it in half a day, recorded the track, sang the song, put it on the album, and it became a big hit for us. So it was just one of those things. It was just kind of happened.
But, and you were also We Are the World. You're part of that, right? I mean, there were a lot of different people in there.
How
do you explain that, though? I mean, you had, was Waylon Jennings there?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Dan Aykroyd?
No. There were only musical performers in the room.
Are you sure?
Well, he might have been there. There was so much going on. It was so heady to be in that room. All I know is where I was standing, where they placed me in the group. Ray Charles was off my left shoulder. Bob Dylan was off my right shoulder. And all I knew is that I was in a really good place. I said, this is cool. I said, I don't know what's happening here, but I feel good about where I'm at right now.
All right, Fritzy, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. John, you can choose to jump in, or you can just sit there and listen.
I don't know. I may have to just enjoy this, but let's see where
okay.
it goes.
Okay.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
That's the way. All
and
right.
There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. Baby, I know it.
Okay. All right. You know what? Okay. You get the part. Got the part.
Okay.
When they do my biopic, I'll make sure that we call you. You'll
fabulous.
Be first of all.
John, you're a good sport. And once again, it was great seeing you when we had breakfast in Paris. Good luck with the tour. And I know you're part of our Celebrity Bracket Challenge with March Madness. We hope to have you back again.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you, John.
I can't wait. This weekend's college football first weekend. I'm excited.
Thank you, bud. John Oates, Hall of Famer. All right, Todd.
That was just beyond incredible.
There you go.
I'm so happy.
I just make dreams come true.
You really do. Yeah. How cool is that? I'm just so excited.
We'll take a break. It's a Meat Friday, and we'll go out to the grilling area with Chad from Traeger out there. So a good way to wrap up to the day. We'll be back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good to your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder Colab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Send this out to all those people affected by the storms the last couple of weeks. Displaced. Going through a lot of stuff. Here's Arcade Fire on this Friday. Fun week. Good job today, Todd. Let Todd book. We did. Never again, but we did. Let him book. 17th annual College Colors Day is today, the unofficial kickoff to the college football season. You can rep your school today on social media using the hashtag College Colors Day. Final results of the poll question, McLevin.
What's a better on-field product, NFL or college? 64% say NFL.
Do we think John Oates had a good time on the show? Okay. Yes, Todd.
Absolutely.
Wait, well, how do you know?
I know because he was a good sport and letting me do the singing thing.
No, he's a good sport, but
he likes you. He remembered the breakfast in Paris, and he got a chance to talk about different musical, you know, people that inspired him and everything. I thought he really enjoyed it.
Okay. McLovin, do you think John Oates enjoyed his
Absolutely.
Appearance? Okay.
He's a legit sports guy.
All
you can tell.
Seton, you think so?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Paulie?
He didn't have to sing, and he got to make fun of someone else singing or have fun with someone else singing.
I was surprised that he just realized that the song titles for Hall & Oates could be used in a conversation. You could have an entire conversation with those song titles. Oh, he'll probably never hear those songs again after Fritzy sing. Hey, you're not afraid, that's for sure. You're not as good as you think you are when you're singing, but, you know, part of singing is having confidence.
It probably seems like I close my eyes and I get all dramatic about it.
Like you're singing a love song to John Oates, and you're closing your eyes.
You have no idea what a big deal what just happened was to me. I was like a kid with Hall & Oates shirts and buttons. It's amazing I didn't get beat up in elementary school and junior high school, but I was like full out Hall & Oates, just like someone would wear a Metallica or AC/DC with the patches on the jeans jackets.
I'm glad.
This was awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, McClellan.
Yeah, you had no idea. He's only been talking about it constantly for 13 years.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. How would we ever know that you liked Hall & Oates? What a surprise.
So great.
Yes, Seton.
It is so interesting and a perfect example of who Todd Fritz is, though, right? That for 40 years, he's been obsessed with this band and loves them like no other and gets a chance to sing with one of the duo.
Yeah.
And he chose a cover song. That is perfectly Todd Fritz. Out of all the catalog of all of their hits, he sort of chose Kiss on My List and then was like, but I really want to do this cover song.
I thought that would be appropriate because that's of all the songs they sing, that's the one where he gets the real main opportunity where you hear John Oates' voice instead of just kind of being in the background. Even though it's a cover of You Lost That Love and Feeling with the Righteous Brothers, it's John Oates is basically the singer of that song. Everything else is all
It would have helped if he sang with you.
I was hoping he might.
No, I think that he did just a little bit when you started, and then he probably thought better of that.
He doesn't need to be associated with that and have all over
the
media.
I don't think so. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Got a few. Bud Smith, remember that guy? 2001.
Cardinals.
He threw a no-hitter in his 11th start, and he never even won 10 games after that. Ooh, let's see. Mario Lemieux bought the Pittsburgh Penguins in 1999. Hmm. And the sad one, 1970, Vince Lombardi passed away of cancer. He was only 57 years old. When you see the pictures of him, he looks like when he's coaching, he looks much older.
In his 60s.
57 when he passed away.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't think I have any other ones to add to that. The Houston Oilers on this date, 1966, held Denver without a single first down. Houston won 45-7, beating the Broncos. An entire game, no first downs. Let's see. Let me get to Dennis in Florida. Hi, Dennis. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First time, super long time. I started watching you back on DirecTV in 2010.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry if I sound a little nervous. You've been a part of my life for so long. You're like my best uncle that I've never met. I watched you way back on ESPN. I couldn't catch it until the 11 o'clock Sports Center, which was past my bedtime. Everyone would be in bed. I'd go out in the living room. I'd put a blanket on the TV to cover the TV light, sit under the blanket and watch you. You got me through a lot of hard times. Went through a divorce. The only thing that really kept me sane was watching you every day. So I'm sorry if I sound a little nervous.
No, thank you. Thank you for the kind words, Dennis. What can I help you with? What else is on your mind?
Well, so you're comparing, and I did too, Mac Jones is Brady, Tom Brady-esque.
Yeah.
And Tony Romo saying Zach Wilson is Patrick Mahomes-esque. And everyone agreed that Trevor Lawrence was the sure thing compared him to Andrew Luck. So if the draft was held now, would Trevor Lawrence still go number one or would Mac Jones? Because, Tom Brady should be number one.
No, I think that, and thank you, Dennis, and thank you for the kind words. Trevor Lawrence is still going number one. By the way, Tony Romo's saying Zach Wilson's going to be a top five quarterback. Nobody's saying Mac Jones is going to be a top five quarterback. There's a big difference in that. Mac Jones is similar in size and style to Tom Brady. Not success, not resume, not the possibility. Just what he does, this is what he does well, which is similar to what Brady did well in that same offense. That's all this is. Tony Romo's taking this a step further. He's saying Zach Wilson is going to be a top five quarterback shortly. Nobody's saying that about Mac Jones. But Mac Jones will probably have a better year than Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson and Trey Lance because he's on a better team. That's the important part. I don't know when Trey Lance gets in and gets the start. I don't know Justin Fields when he gets in and gets the start. Mac Jones gets the start right away. Yeah, McLovin.
Remember, Mac Jones was number three in mock drafts forever. He was going to go to San Francisco.
Yeah. Well, we were led to believe that that was the kind of quarterback that Kyle Shanahan. I wonder if one day Kyle Shanahan looks back and says, you know what? I should have taken Mac Jones. I'm just I mean, Trey Lance could be unbelievable. But, you know, it's hard to tell with – we don't have a large sample size with these quarterbacks. Trevor Lawrence, I mean, it felt like he was there for 5 years. Zach Wilson, 1 year. Mac Jones, 1 year. Tua, 1 year. Justin Fields, well, a little bit more than a year. But, you know, it just feels like Trey Lance, 1 year, and not against great competition. You're trying to go, oh, that guy's going to be great. I don't know. I still don't know about Baker Mayfield, if he's going to be great. Do I think he's going to be in the league for a decade? Yes. I don't know if he's going to be great. Josh Allen, you know, there wasn't great success at Wyoming. He just had all the attributes you want in a quarterback. Let's go around the room, what we learned on the program. Todd, what did you learn today?
In case you may have forgotten, the poll choice for your favorite season includes spring, summer, fall, and winter.
Yeah. McLovin, what'd you learn?
John Oates said if Daryl Hall gets sick, he's got a new lead singer to work with.
I'm gonna hold him to that.
Seton O'Connor.
You continue making dreams come true, Danny.
Thank you, Seton. Paulie, what'd you learn?
The name of the band is actually Daryl Hall and John Oates.
What we learned brought to you by the compact GLA. It proves it's not the size of the SUV in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the SUV. Learn more about the nimble and ready for anything Mercedes-Benz vehicle at mbusa.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for being a part of the program. Oh, we're almost done. Guys, we're getting older, but we still want to perform at our best. And we can, thanks to M-Drive, the everyday supplement for driven guys who refuse to let age beat them. M-Drive's clinically tested ingredients support healthy testosterone levels while helping maintain lean muscle and giving you that energy you need to fight back against aging every single day. Visit mdrivedan.com. Try it for yourself. This month only, take 20% off your first order, promo code Dan. You're going to get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Nothing to lose. Age is inevitable, but slowing down doesn't have to be. M-Drive will help you perform at your best with top-level T support. Join a community of driven men like me who refuse to let age slow them down. Visit mdrivedan.com. Get more energy, lean muscle, healthy T support your body needs. Make sure you take me up on the offer. This month only, take 20% off your first order. Promo code is Dan. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdrivedan.com.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good at your job. They're called skills, and CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples, learn what recruiters are looking for, search salaries, and view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.